This is the Plan Simple podcast. The one for you, my dear, the woman who wears so many hats. We both know how many people in your life benefit when you're at your best. What would happen if you were to ditch overwhelm and wear all those hats with ease? I'm going to share how simple this can be. We will dive into how to make health, family, home, spirituality, productivity, and entrepreneurship more easeful. Incredible friends and guests will come by for inspirational conversations, valuable shares, and real strategies so you can plan for your best life. My name is Mia Moran. I'm a mother of three, a wife, an entrepreneur, a coach, and your host. I wear a lot of hats, and I am committed to leading a balanced life and sharing all that I have learned and am learning with you. You're ready? Let's flow. Hey, welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. This is part of, I think it's going to be a three-part series where I want to dive into three important concepts to this idea of feminine productivity. And today I'm going to start with the notion of even becoming a planner. So many women that we work with, and I was really part of this for a long time, don't love the idea of being a planner. Right? Because we want freedom. And for many of us, a plan can feel like the opposite of that. And so I totally get it. Because here's the truth about me. So I'm a creative. I went to art school because literally the structure of the normal school system was not working for me. I did not figure that out until after I went to one very good college for 2 years and realized that it had never really served me. So I'm super creative. I've definitely been labeled both dyslexic and ADHD. And so I have all that going on. I'm a manifesting generator in human design, if you know human design, which means I need to be able to change my mind and try on lots of different things. So it's really part of me to be very multi-passionate. And I've also had many bouts because probably I'm highly creative and a little ADHD, and because of my human design, I've had bouts of being pretty tortured by procrastination. And I didn't want the structure of a plan. And as I started listening to the stories of very successful women, which is something I started doing, I don't know, 15 years ago, who had this life that I just thought looked so good. They worked 3 days a week, if that. Sometimes it was offered as 20 hours a week, 3 days a week, whatever. There was days off. They were making plenty of money. They were great mothers. They frequented yoga. They traveled. They did all the things I wanted to do. These are the people I was studying. And I realized that they had made a choice and charted a course, which basically means they had a plan, which brought me to the idea that planning really is a creative process. And I do believe that planning, even for the people who don't like it right now, so if you're someone who's like, yeah, maybe I can start to see that, but like still, I just want to be able to go with the flow, I will tell you our planning program is called Flow 365. It's an acronym, but for a reason, because I do believe that in order to be in flow, we need a plan. And I think that planning can shift for a lot of us when we actually switch up how we plan. Because I think we need to stop putting together the puzzle of all the things that we're supposed to do. Like, and supposed has such big quotation marks around it as I'm saying this out loud. I have like, I'm putting air quotes, like, you know, but you're not seeing me on video, but I'm sitting here doing it as I record. So all the things that we're supposed to do, and that's what we're putting together when we make a plan. But when we shift how we plan, when we start to weave a tapestry of all the things that actually matter, the things that matter most to us, that are in alignment with us, that like support our values, then planning really becomes a creative process. And when we can get creative and focused on what matters, we're more likely to keep showing up for planning because it's fun. And when planning this way becomes a practice, eventually our days are composed of only what matters. And the things that are truly part of our purpose and destiny. Does that sound a little bit better than how you're currently thinking of planning? So my favorite definition of planning, whenever I interview or talk to Tess Masters, who's been on the show a few times, she's also a great friend, and she's always like, I was definitely not a planner. And then you told me this one thing, and it shifted everything for me. And that thing is that planning is simply making choices in advance. That's all it is. It's not about becoming this robot. It's not about being hyper organized. And it's definitely not about taking away your freedom. It is just about making choices, but a little bit in advance. Because the advantage of that is that we can make choices from a mindset that's supporting the kind of choices that we want to make. And whenever I say that, women in our community or Flow members, because I say it kind of often, but there's always this like big sigh of relief. Sometimes there's a huge aha, like with Tess, but it's like, it's always this relief. Yeah, that's all it is. I don't have to do it perfectly. It doesn't have to be rigid. It's just making choices. And sometimes women are more willing to be a planner when they just shift how they think about planning. So I wanted to offer that piece to you today. So the next thing I want to say about planning is that what we've developed around here is really this merging, this mixing, this putting together of the masculine and the feminine in the planning process. So if you've pushed back against planning, this has been the thing that you're like not sure you can lean into, you just like it doesn't really vibe with you, you're probably thinking about the very masculine model of planning, which is what we've, most of us have been presented with around planning. Now, the interesting thing is that this very masculine model, which by the way, the idea of a planner that, you know, we're thinking forward, like we're thinking forward about what we want, happened in times of war. Like they became popular in times of war. And I think the first time was around the time of the Civil War. And before that time, we didn't think this way. There was an almanac, there was predictions, and we just, like as humans, I obviously wasn't here then, but we as humans just responded to what was given to us. So a planner, again, after the time of war, became this first time when men were coming back from war and needing to figure out what was next because what they did before they left might not have been there for them. And so it really was created for a very specific circumstance that was not about women doing meaningful work, taking care of their bodies, like balancing that with family, all the things that we juggle and take on. It was not created for that. So just because some of our favorite companies like Target and Paper Source and Staples put beautiful covers on planners that we relate to and might want does not mean that what's inside was created to work in a new way for us. Okay. So I think that's really, really important. So the second thing I want to say is that when I'm talking about masculine and feminine, even though I may refer to men and women from time to time, I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about energy. So in some sense, we do serve women around here because I think we've been pretty underserved. And it's just, you know, I'm sure there's some amazing people who serve the men in our world. But I'm not talking about gender. We all can use this balance. Okay. So a lot of what I'm talking about can totally be used by men too. But I'm going to be talking about how to bring the feminine into the planning process to create more balance in the planning process between the two. Okay. So the way that we plan and have made choices as a society is just very masculine. And the negative side of that is that planning has largely been about how much we can do, because that is a very masculine concept. And this, I think, is why busy really became this badge of honor that we think we might need to wear, even though we've seen now how being busy all the time really leads to burnout and stress and sickness and a whole host of other issues that I'm not going to go down into all the issues, right? But it doesn't do us good. We know this, especially as the world is speeding up. So that isn't to say, I just want to be clear again, this isn't to say that masculine energy in planning is all bad. In fact, it's a really important part of our process that I'm going to get to in a minute. But the problem is that the feminine got squeezed out completely. And so what we want to do is we want to bring that back in so we create some more balance, because we really need that balance of masculine and feminine energy to make a really good plan, one that is going to feel so much more easeful to follow through on. And since we're so entrenched in a masculine model, I think most of us need to dive deeper into the feminine pieces and really, really understand them. And so I'm going to do a little bit of both as we keep going in, okay? So when we bring the feminine pieces in, the planning process becomes that tapestry of life that we really, really want. So I'm going to now take you through understanding our method, which we call the flow planning method. I drew heavily on understanding feminine energy in creating the flow planning method. And I really do believe that it's a new way to think about things and that it totally works for non-planners. In fact, I've seen it a bajillion times. I think you've probably heard people say that on this show if you've been listening for a while. It really does work because it's just about making choices and doing that in a new way that's really in alignment with a balanced energy. So let's look at what that looks like. All right. So first of all, there are five steps to the methodology. There's other pieces to flow, and I will continue to cover them, but I'm going to stay really focused for this episode on the five pieces that make up the method of flow planning method. And I'm super excited, by the way, because we have a course now. We're going to be launching a course. It's coming out really soon. I've been working on it all winter. I'm super excited. And it will really go deep into how to really use all the pieces that I'm going to be talking about today and on the next few episodes and any pieces that I'm missing. It's going to go deep into really how to use them on a daily basis so that this way of making choices can just be part of your life. It's really interesting, actually, with my kids. You know, we always are trying to pass everything on to our kids. And it's really interesting to me that how we manage our time and our energy, even the masculine part, it's not so built into how we educate. And in the current sort of landscape of Google, it's interesting to me that how dependent we've become on maybe what Google says we should do, whether for us entrepreneurs and adults, that's just our inbox, or for kids in school, it becomes their Google classrooms, and how we really need to take all that and put it through this lens of, okay, how are we going to individually take this stuff and map it to our being? And so that's what I want to show you how to do now. So the first step is center. This is one of the two more feminine-centric steps to the flow planning method. The other three, we show how to bring in both. But centering really is this beautifully feminine piece, which we can so easily overlook in our busy days. And it really is this critical first step to making choices and making choices in advance. So we want to be making choices from the inside out, right? From the inside. So not based on what our inbox is telling us, or, you know, what our boss is telling us, or what everybody else is doing. We want to be creating choices from inside of us. So we need to be as centered and grounded as possible when it's time to make choices. When we are centered, we can make choices that truly honor our future self. The simplest and easiest way to get centered is just a deep breath, right? Just dropping into right now, letting go of what happened 5 minutes ago and letting go of what might happen 5 minutes from now, and just really dropping in to the current moment. So that is centering. The second step is vision. So from being centered, we want to vision what it is that we want to create. So we create a picture and we literally feel the result. as if we've done it. We feel gratitude for it. We can see it. We can smell it. Like, this is all depending on what the thing is, right? Like, so we really want to feel it from all of our senses. Maybe you hear it, whatever it is, but you want to be there with the thing you're creating like it's done. And we start to shift our identities in advance so that when we're getting to the part where we're going to decide next, we're making the change energetically. We're shifting our identity so that when we make those choices, we're changing the energy before we make anything happen physically. Does that make sense? So center and vision together, they can literally take as little as 2 minutes, you know, and sometimes there's bigger decisions, longer term plans. We might plan 90 days. You might plan a year. You might plan a big project. You might have something that doesn't take as much time, but just feels hard, at which case we have so many tools for centering and visioning, but at their simplest, like, essence, it is literally a short pause of getting centered, closing our eyes, seeing it as if it's already here happening. All right, step number 3, we decide. So with the vision set, it's time to decide. Do not skip over those first 2 steps though. Right? Even if you're doing something big, do the 1 minute version. It will make such a big difference. When we're deciding how we'll spend our time, we often go to what everyone else is doing or what we've done in the past. Does that make sense? So it just, like, we've written a course this way, or we've written an email this way, or we've eaten this way, whatever it is, sometimes we go back to what we know because it feels comfortable, it feels safe. But when we take the time with center and vision, we access this new way that can see clearer the next step that is so completely aligned with our future self. And that's what we really want when we're deciding. We want our future self to almost be like she's reaching her hands out and pulling us forward. So at this point, our decisions that we're making, or sometimes they almost feel like knowings at this point, they just feel so right. Now, I want to be clear. We're planning from this centered vision place so that we can make choices in this moment that are totally aligned. But that does not mean that 5 minutes later, we won't doubt ourselves. That happens because we're human. And so often, like, who am I? Or this feels way too hard will show up pretty quickly. And the cool thing about starting to get these plans into place and having something in writing from this centered, visioned place is that a good plan can really help us face our limiting beliefs in whole new ways. So I just want you to know that that part is normal. The piece we want is that at that moment when we're deciding, we're not deciding from fear or overwhelm. We're deciding from this tapped in, grounded place. It makes all the difference. So part of the decision step brings the feminine, that trust piece, the faith piece, and it matches it with the masculine quality of breaking things down and organizing it. So that piece is really important, right? We don't want to just, we can't have everything be feminine. That won't solve it either. So what we do in the process of deciding is we get everything out of our head and onto paper or into a doc if you're more digital, though I really believe that writing is so good for our brains, for our being. So I love writing everything down. And we do that quickly so that we can be connected to that very centered version of ourselves. And then we organize, right? So we want to get things out of our head onto paper in that centered phase. It's good to be centered all the time. But if we're not, when we're organizing it, it's okay because it's like a different part of us. And sometimes, once we're organizing, we really want to get things into the teeniest, tiniest steps, especially if something's overwhelming. It's like, sometimes it's not good enough to say, what's a good example? I want to take supplements every day. Like, I'm going to take supplements every day this week. Sometimes we literally have to say, take the supplements out of the cupboard and put them on the counter at night, or put each of the supplements in a bowl at night. Wake up in the morning, feel a glass of water,
sit at the table, spend 5 minutes having the supplements, right? Like sometimes it's about getting a package to the mailbox. Sometimes it's about writing an email. Sometimes it's about making an appointment, but we really need to write out the teeny tiny steps. So often I see people putting an appointment for a doctor. Just, I need to make this appointment. It's like, why would that take longer than 15 minutes? But the truth is that a password is lost, or you're not sure if it's the doctor you want, or there's all these obstacles. So the more we can write out all the teeny tiny steps, the less resistance we're going to have when we show it up to it. And that is an amazing masculine organizational ability. Okay. And sometimes it's about putting like things together and making sure that we're being as efficient, right? Efficiency is a masculine quality. We're being really efficient. So it's not like we're going to go run. Let's say we have 5 errands to run. We could run one every day for a week, but also we could spend 2 hours running all of them at once. And probably over the course of a week, it might take us an hour a day, which is 5 hours. But if we batch them all together, we go out for 2 and we get them all done. There's just efficiency in batching very often. And then the other thing we do is we prioritize based back on how we want to feel, based back on that centering, visioning pieces. So when we start to know what it is that we want, when we're really clear about our values and we know what we really wanting, we lead with those things. We do 3 things every week. This isn't the deciding thing. So we choose these 3 things first that really support us at the soul level, and then we can let the rest fall around it. And this is a new behavior that I have seen change so many lives. I've told the story here a lot about the video of the 3 rocks, and there's this teaching where there are 3 rocks or a pile of rocks and a pile of stones and a pile of sand. And someone is told to fit them all into a jar. And so if I were to take the sand first and then put the pebbles, I get almost to the top of the jar and the 3 rocks don't fit. Like I can't get them all in. They're not below the top of the jar. But if I start over again and I put the 3 rocks in first and they sort of stack themselves to the top, but there's space around them. And then I put in the pebbles, they sort of flow around the rocks. And then I put the sand and they fit, and then it all fits. And if you think of this as an analogy to things, those 3 rocks really need to be things that really line up with our values. So they're not the busy work. They're not what we're usually doing all day in our work. They're not what we're doing like that's coming into our inbox. No, they're the things that are really in alignment with our values. And we want to start prioritizing those things first. So when we're deciding, we're always pulling those in. And then the other things start to happen around it. In this deciding phase, we are doing things like bunching things together, like I just explained. Those become the pebbles in the sand, so we can get efficient with them, but we don't want to lead with them because then we never get to what matters most. Okay, so then the 4th step of the flow planning method is that we want to anchor everything. We want to anchor it in time. So I can't even explain to you how much shifts when we make decisions a little differently, which is what I've explained up until now, right? We've gotten super centered, super connected to our vision, and made choices in a whole different way. And so by this part of the process, we've prioritized things just in such a more aligned way. But I want to point out, we still have a glorified to-do list. It's organized, but it's still like a to-do list. And the organization hugely helps, but we quickly can get overwhelmed because there's this part of us that knows we can do it. And that part of us does not understand time. So we need to anchor what we've said yes to in time. And we do this in different ways for different things. This is like a really big part of feminine productivity, the course. Some people like knowing that they have a morning where they've cleared the space for creativity, and then they can fit creative things in that space, but feel free. So they've like created a container for creativity or for taking care of their body or for doing hard things. Have you ever heard the eat the frog thing, right? So it doesn't have to be creativity. I'm just saying like that might be someone's goal. And others may have something that needs more specificity. Is that a word? Specificity is a tongue twister. So it's like, I want to fulfill my promise to myself to eat well all week. And so that might take 30 minutes of food shopping and 30 minutes of getting organized in the kitchen and an hour of meal prep, right? So the important thing is to anchor all the important things in time. That's what starts to help us see what's possible. And we have a whole process for like letting go of the other things. It's really important to start letting go of the other things. Actually, this is very related to the free workshop that we are leading. So if you're interested in diving deeper, please sign up for that. Come to plansimple.com/workshop and we will dive deep into this whole process and how it plays out over the course of a day. We're going to look at it in the lens of planning our days and really getting out of that to-do list mentality, which is just such a stress maker. That endless to-do thing is such a stress maker and really unnecessarily so. And this step of anchoring things in time plays a big role in getting us out of that cycle. So if you're interested in learning more about that, again, go to plansimple.com/workshop. I would love to see you there. Okay, the fifth step, and by the way, when I show these, right now I'm telling you about them, when I show them, they're in a circle where like one's leading to the next. So follow through. After you follow through, we like end up back at center. So we use this all the time. It's kind of more like a spiral than a circle because I spiral through this when I sit down to work for an hour. I also spiral through this when I'm planning my whole quarter. There's different ways that we can use this, but we're consistently going around it. And if I ever get stuck, I sort of backtrack my way back so that I can see which piece is missing that's getting me stuck. Okay, so this final step, the fifth step, is follow through. So when we have gone through the four steps that I've already explained, center, vision, decide, and anchor, follow through actually shifts. It becomes much more possible if you're somebody who's always procrastinating and not finishing, because there is just this combination of focus happening and time bending and momentum, and it just starts to create different results. So we've started to create follow through just by doing the four things I've already explained. And I found that even people who say they aren't good at follow through become finishers when they've done those first four steps. And there's different ways to apply these steps depending on what you're doing, but they work for a big project that might take a really long time. They work for planning a 90-minute block of time. And again, I walk through these in depth in different ways. I may do more in these next three podcasts, so stay tuned. But basically, it's about bringing awareness to recentering, revisioning, redeciding, and re-anchoring yourself, and then just taking the next step. And then taking the next step, right? Or it's like taking the next step and then recentering, revisioning, redeciding, re-anchoring yourself, and then taking the next step. So this is where that spiral really comes in. That's how the plan supports you in follow through. And there are definitely next level keys to feminine follow through. And again, I am teaching all of those in feminine productivity. I will teach some of them in this free workshop. So definitely come to that. Again, it's at plansimple.com/workshop. And so if you want to learn more about how to really plan your day, make sure that you come to that. All right. All right. How are you feeling about all this? So I just want to go back to this really key place, because my whole purpose of this show is just to really show you that it's okay. In fact, it's so much better than okay to be a planner, to become a planner, to allow yourself to be supported by a plan, to like planning, however you want to look at it. And that's because all planning is, again, is making choices in advance. And we change our vibration around here before we make a choice. And when we do that, the outcome changes. And I want to just give you a quick example. So let's say we're sitting at our computer and we're a bit stressed because it's been a really full day at work and everything's taking longer than expected. And maybe our spouse called and had something that you know, we didn't really want to hear and told us that while we were trying to work. And then we find ourselves with our to-do list choosing between, I don't know, having an uncomfortable conversation with a potential new client or working on our website. And the website, oh my gosh, it just feels a little bit sexier because who on earth wants to have a hard conversation with a new potential new client? And so you might choose the website because you're feeling angsty and stressed and you're maybe all in this conversation. It has nothing to do with work. You're in this conversation you have with your spouse and your breakfast, you know, wasn't exactly what you wanted to eat. And so you're stuck in this loop from the morning. And so you choose the website. And if you're lucky, you may finish what you decided you wanted to do. So you sit down for an hour to work on your website. If you're lucky, maybe you do it. But most of us will get lost along the way. And we end up maybe on another site. Maybe we're just looking at cute dresses. It has nothing even to do with work. Have you ever had that happen? So when you have a plan in the exact same situation, you've spent time connecting with your center and your future self, and you understand what your future self needs from you because you see what she's like on the other side. And it's very clear maybe that your future self may need to have the hard conversation. And so that's what you plan for. And you know that because at some point in the past, you took the time to get calm and you gave yourself some time to get really clear on the outcome of a project. And from getting clear on that, it became super clear that a few boundaries need to be set. And that's the conversation at hand. It's about setting boundaries. And the conversation is totally creating knots in your throat. But you can still get to calm and clear. So you make a list of how to have the conversation. Maybe you take the time to journal about it. This is already in your plan because you can see the obstacles because you've taken a time from a centered place to understand what needs to happen to have this conversation. So you journal about it. You talk with a friend. You make time for all this. You make sure you move your body on the day that you're going to have this conversation. You make space for a few breaths before you have the conversation. And then you make some space after to just like recalibrate yourself. And in the middle somewhere, you have the conversation. But really, can you see that that's not even the point? You've grown in this process. You've responded to obstacles. No matter how the conversation goes, there's so many wins. You're breathing. You're being with your emotions. You're connecting with people. You're moving your body. You're seeing how to be before and after doing something hard. So in the feminine model of planning, we have to be willing to trust our hearts and guts and our intuitions and our future selves and make a plan to fulfill everything that they're dishing out, everything that they're giving us, because that is true alignment. And we need to get real about time and take those steps. Very often we're putting like the things in our calendar, the hard conversation, the website. So even if the website is the thing that you end up deciding to do, maybe you always do procrastinate when you're working on it. Maybe you do end up always shopping when you're supposed to be working on a website. You get to respond to that in a plan. You get to be honest about that and unjudgy because you've taken that time to center and really vision the outcome and respond in a new way. And this is growth. So we're planning so that we can grow. And when we practice this again and again, I cannot explain to you, but there are like so many new synchronicities. Things open up. It feels almost magical and literally everything changes. So I'm really hoping that I have convinced you that taking the time to really become a planner is so beneficial and so helpful and will get you out of any rut that you're in right now. And really bringing in the feminine into this process and the trust, the self-trust, trusting yourself into the process. And we can use this for anything. We'll get into this in future episodes, but We're talking about work. We're talking about building your business. We're talking about taking impeccable care of your body. We're talking about home projects. We're talking about your relationships with your kids and your mother and your spouse and friends. We're talking about travel. We're talking about a whole balanced life that you're creating from the inside out to be in balance and ease because you've given yourself the benefit of becoming a planner. All right, I will see you on the next episode. And do not forget to go save your seat, plansimple.com/workshop.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If you know a woman who wants a little more simple and a lot more flow, share this episode and send them over to the Plan Simple website to download our free course. And if you can find a 5-minute window today between meetings, in the carpool line, while you're eating your lunch, head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. This one action plays such a big part in helping other women find us. And I have so much gratitude for you in advance. So thank you so much. Until next week, dream big, plan from your heart, and have a great day.